Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, we have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place.
You've been searching all around for him for your
of holy.
Know that.
That's what we're here tonight. That's the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence?
They're watching us.
How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
And all these things shall be added. So what are you seeking to do?
God speaks. Can you hear him? Can he hear you? I hope he hears me. I hope you're listening, God.
So that, my, what are you seeking for? The psalmist said that she never felt this way before, and all because of love. The absence of love is hate. And if we search our hearts, we're feeling this feeling unloved, that we're feeling a difference of emotions that keeps us from having peace, keeps us from having joy. I believe our search should be love. Love is a four-letter word, and love, as the Bible speaks, it's unconditional. When we experience love, my beloved, it becomes our lifestyle. It becomes our worship. It becomes a part of who we are. So as we're searching today for love, as the song says, many search in all the wrong places. Well, my word for today is Matthew 6:33. First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So, here's some music that I'd like to share with you today. I really believe it's very appropriate for those of you who I said pray for me. You're feeling a little lonely, feeling a little depressed. I just want to encourage you that as you need the kingdom of God, and part of prayer and our praise are two exercises that you should incorporate in your daily routine besides that rest. Yes, in order for us to get into the presence of God, we need to be still. We need to shut in. Take 3 minutes. Practice days. Just taking 3 minutes of your time and just get into his presence and rest. So sit back and enjoy this next selection.
Mercies I see, Lord, I'm in your hands. I know you'll comfort me. It's a little rough at times, don't know what to do, but Lord, I know you will help me make it through.
Every day is sweeter,
sweeter than the day before.
Sweeter.
You're good on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
another day to my week. Cause you're so sweet. You're good on the
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
hey. Every day.
Observation, and I just want to share a little quote about Lent. This is from Jean Cotes-Tu. I have lost my 7 best friends, which is to say that God has had mercy on me 7 times without realizing it. He lent a friendship, took it from me, and sent me another. I encourage you, those of you that are looking for Lent services, there's a Lent service that's taking place tonight in Middletown, Pennsylvania. And it's going to be held at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Middletown, Pennsylvania. And this is a fellowship with 3 churches, Grace and Mercy, First Zion Primitive Baptist Church, and Ebenezer. And that service starts at 7:00, and the guest speaker tonight will be none other than Pastor Mary Patterson of First Zion Primitive Baptist Church of Middletown. This time we're going to,
our Father,
prepare our hearts for prayer,
which art in heaven.
Some of you have a
hallowed be thy
prayer request.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Also, you can
with
pray
love. Though I may speak well to you, that could become of nothing. Though I have many gifts to share with you, they could all mean nothing. Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I could even feed the poor and give until there is no more. That could be nothing. We gotta pray for love. Let us pray for love. Suffer long and to be kind, to never envy or brag. Never acting unseemly, never selfish or touchy, never fretful or resentful, and never easy to ignore wrong done to me. Oh, how we need love. Love. seas. Teach us how to protect us from man, because we need more love. Oh, how we need love. And the more we need it, the more.
Separates us from the love of God. The death of sin. When we die to sin, we can live. And life and death is in the power of tongue. So help us guard our mouths today, God. As Jesus said, not my will, but thy will. Convict us of saying things unseemly, ungodly. But give us godly wisdom that we do not let the behavior of others destroy our inner peace. If there be any sickness, we pray healing. If there be depression, we pray sound mind. If there be any unforgiveness, we pray, forgive our transgressions as we forgive those that transgress against us. That your healing will flow from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. This we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer today. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from all evil. Thank you, Lord.
You know, it's amazing how we try to get God to bless us in a roundabout way. And when I say roundabout way, meaning, you know, go the opposite direction of blessings and pleasing God to get the right blessing. But imagine God responding to that. You know you tried to get to me with your senseless charm, yet you look so alarmed as I walked by. Somehow in awesome wonder you had to know why I did not respond to your carrying on. So instead of that, God says, love me in a special way. What more can I say? Love me now, 'cause I'm special.
love for you to learn to love me in the special way. What more can I say but love me now? Just love me now. Love me in a special way. Hey, love me now. If you can learn to love me the way you need to, I can do so much more if you would let me love you now. Love me and don't try to tell me what more do I say, do I say, do I say, when I'm found, ready to say, love me.
In the morning and I can already hear my life is
calling
me to get up and do everything in the world to keep from falling into a funk and making a mess out of what already could be.
Okay.
Things like work and family, love, relationships, you know all the basics. And
now, just need a little more time.
for my eyelashes. Just a little more time for this. Hey.
Now, dude, the song's over.
Are we done, Alex?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my fault.
Using our time and our talents to glorify God. And this sounds a little redundant, but life is to glorify God. As believers, we are to let our light shine. So if we are to let our light shine, we are to model love, joy, peace. According to Galatians 5:22, those are the three characteristics of others, the world, to see that Christ reside on the inside. And because the word says, "Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world." So we, as King Citizen, to be a role model. And so, in order to be that role, we must practice love. So today, as we on the 17th day of February, my goal, my purpose, being on Kingdom Focus, ever gets a lot, is cultivate a spirit.
Lord, open up
in every community,
the door to my heart. So receive all your blessings and favor, Lord. Open up the door, asking you, Lord, please open up the door
to my heart,
so I can receive. I want to receive all of your blessings. I'm asking you, Lord, to open up the door, yeah. And I receive you in all of your glory. I receive you in all of your splendor, yeah. And I receive you in all of your glory, yeah. And I receive you in all of your splendor, yeah. Lord, open up the door
to my heart,
to my heart, so I can receive from you. Of your blessing.
are to me, Lord. Yes, you are.
Since 2013, DAJ Evangelistic Outreach Ministry has been celebrating family and friends outing. And for 2016, we've decided that we're going to do Fourth Fridays. Every Fourth Friday, it's family and friends. According to Psalms 133, it says how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in the unity. In the unity.
God speaks.
We need.
Can you hear him?
In our homes.
Can he hear you?
In our communities, in our church,
I
on our jobs. So we invite you, my beloved, on Fourth Friday.
I hope you're listening, God. Would you mind if I touch, if I reach out to hold you tight till the morning light? Would you mind if I said how I felt so tenderly again? 'Cause I never felt this way in my heart before. Into your eyes until I'm hypnotized while I lose my mind. Oh,
it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple.
Here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name. Because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something. That there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, with love. Though I may speak well to you,
everlasting life.
Oh, I have many gifts to share with you.
They
could all mean nothing. Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I could even feed the poor. I could give until there is no more.
And
we gotta pray for love.
I will.
Let us pray for love. Suffer for long and to be kind, to never envy or brag. Never to be puffed down in yourself.
One again.
Never acting unseemly. Never selfish or touchy. Never fretful or resentful. And never easy to ignore wrong. Oh, how we need love. Oh, how we need love. So let us pray. Ask somebody by the hand and pray for love. Bow your head and close your eyes. Teach us how to protect us from us, because we need more love. Oh, how we need love. And the gentleman needs us more. For
Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Music to soothe the mind and heal the soul.
Thank you.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.